Okay, my friends. Tonight is Emunavad. We're doing some Emunavad, and there is no better time to do Emunavad than the Chag of Pesach. The Chag of Pesach is the Chag of Emuna. So what we're going to talk about tonight is we're going to speak about Pesach, about how Pesach interfaces with our Emuna. And we're going to try to speak also a little bit about the different types of Emunah that we can gain from Chag of Pesach. So my friends, Pesach being Chag HaEmunah, what do I mean by it's Chag HaEmunah? Our whole, the foundation of our Yiddishkeit comes from Chag of Pesach. There's a famous Ramban Parshas Bo that speaks about the importance of believing in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Yetzias Mitzrayim is such a central theme in our Yiddishkeit. Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everything is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu really like showed us that he runs the world. He showed us that he's HaKol Yochel. He's capable of doing everything. He showed us that he cares about the world, about his people. You know, Paro said, you know, who is this Hashem? What do I have to listen to him for? And through Datzach, Adash, Be'achav, systematically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proved his point. He stated his case that he runs the world, that he's involved in the world, that he's capable of doing everything. And I think that for that reason, because Pesach is such an important part of our Emuna, so we find that women are extremely important when it comes to Pesach. One of the things that we find when it comes to Pesach is that a woman plays a very central role. Rabbi Aaron of Belz used to be mechabed his wife to remove the ka'ara, to take the ka'ara off the table. And that was a kibud. And the reason he was mechabed his wife was because he said it was bischus nashim tzidkanias. It was in the merit of the women in those times. Nigalu avisenu mimitzrayim. That we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. Women were the ones, the nashim tzidkanias were the ones that stayed strong. It was the women. Why was it the women? The men were, they kind of like gave up. They were ready to give up at least. And their wives would go out to the fields and would encourage them. And the husbands are coming back broken from work. And they were just like fed up, and they lost their courage. And the women told their husbands, no, we're not giving up. We're not going to allow this to break us. Why was it the women? So the Maharal says an amazing idea. The Maharal says, Emuna is Lashon Nekeva. Emuna is ends with a hey. Anytime something ends with a hey, we know that it's Lashon Nekeva. It doesn't say Imun is also to believe. What's Emuna? Emuna is because it's something that's feminine by nature. Women have a stronger ability to have Emuna. It's more almost natural for a woman to have Emuna. And for that reason, it was Bischus Nashim Tzidkanias. So how do we understand that? I don't know if that's the reason, by the way, why women have to do so much cleaning when it comes to Pesach. It always somehow, Pesach has a lot of the preparation for Pesach is on the women. Comes, you know, the day after Purim, my wife and daughters get to work and they're busy and they're mamish. They're, you know, in high gear. You know, they're the whole entire month. They're cleaning and cleaning and cleaning. I don't know if that's if somehow that became like the woman's like investment into the holiday, but it's a woman's Yom Tov. So we notice that there's a very big emphasis on the number four when it comes to Pesach, over and over and over again. And some of them you might think are a little creative. Some of them are more obvious, but it's there. The number four is there. The four Lashonis of Geula is super there. Four Lashonis of Geula we're all familiar with. I'm going to do this. This way, there you go. We have the four questions. We have the four Kaisos, the Dalet Kaisos. We have the four Banim. There are 4 days, like we had this year, from Shabbos Hagadol till Pesach, from Yud Nisan to Yudalad Nisan, which the Chazal say are connected, the four letters in the Shem of Havaya, Yud, and Hey, which is four, together with above and Hey, that's four. There's the four times you say Baruch HaMokko and Baruch Hu. And there's four matzahs. Some people say, what do you mean? There's three matzahs, but there's four because we break one of the matzahs in half and we put one here and one there. It's four matzahs, Svarim tell us. So everything ends up being four on Pesach. So I look to the Echad Mioidea and I try to understand what's the number four. Arba Mioidea. And the Python tells us Arba Imahois. Four is the Imahois. The Imahois is the foundation of our motherhood. The foundation of our motherhood means this is the number that symbolizes what a mother brings to Knesset Yisrael. The mother brings to Knesset Yisrael is Emunah. There are four chambers in the heart. A person has in his head, there's three, according to the neurologists that I spoke to, there are three different parts to a person's brain. There's the right, the left, and then there's the frontal cortex. Those are the three, two different sides and one in the middle, which is connected, the three avos. There are four different chambers to a person's heart. And I believe that Pesach symbolizes the heart of Klal Yisrael. And Shavuos symbolizes the mind of Klal Yisrael. Shavuos, there's a big emphasis on the number three. I don't know if you know that. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. The Gemara says it's Amat Lisa, which is Kayin Levi Yisrael. And it's the Torah, which is Tlisa, which is Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, which is given Chodesh Tlisa, which is Nisan Iyar Sivan. The Gemara says that Shavuos is Tlisa, is three. Because Kabbalah's HaTorah is more shaykh to a man than it is to a woman. Says someone that teaches his daughter to learn is kilo lamda tiflis. When it comes to chachma, chachma is berosh, a chacham. When it comes to emuna, emuna is belief, is in the heart. And for that reason, I believe that Pesach, which is building the heart of Klal Yisrael. Pesach is dafka the nashim tzidkanias. It's dafka the women that are the ones that are the heroines of this Yom Tov. And what we have to do is we have to work on our hearts. We have to work on trying to to have emuna is not something that we have to know logically. Because most of us, all of us really know, yeah, it's all for the good. We know that. Question is, do we feel that? Have we gotten it into our heart? That's the question. And I believe that that is the idea of what we spoke about called Ma'ir Belisaper Bitzias Mitzrayim, Arezeh Meshubach. We spoke about it in our preparation for the Haggadah. We spoke about that this the idea of speaking a lot. Women, in general, speak a lot. It says that women took 9 kavim of sicha. That means that women talk 9 times as much as men talk. Women have the, because women are bali regesh. They feel much more than men feel. And for that reason, women are able to have emuna. It's more natural for them because they have that feeling. For men, they have to work on it more. We know all this already. We still have to talk it over again and again because we have to get it into our hearts. And that's the idea of Amunavad. What we're trying to do is, we're not saying real chedushim when we talk about Amunavad. Every single day, I encourage people to learn a little bit of Amuna. And you have to learn a sefer that talks to you. If it's Gan HaAmuna, Garden of Amuna, if it's Living Amuna, if it's Tiv HaAmuna. There's a sefer on Bitachin, which I think is a beautiful sefer. A person has to have just something which is, all it needs to do is constantly remind himself, yeah, I know, it's all from Hashem. It's all from Hashem. And therefore, the good times, the more challenging times, it's our emunah that helps us get through. One of the themes of Pesach is understanding that even the difficulty is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the reason why we find something very strange. We start out the night and we say, Holach ma'anya. We start out the night saying that the reason why we eat this bread is the bread of affliction. This is the bread of that the Klal Yisrael ate in Mitzrayim. I mentioned Ibn Ezra when he was in jail. So his captors gave him matzah to eat. Why? Because it keeps you full. So they don't have to be bothered with them. They don't have to feed them a lot. So that's what it appears. Holach ma'anya. That's what the matzah was. Matzah was the lechem that represents our captivity. And yet later on in the night, Rav Gamliel says, matzah zu shanu oichon al shumma. Why are we eating matzah? Al shum, that when Klal Yisrael was leaving Mitzrayim, when we have gotten out of slavery, so we went, ugois matzois kiloi chometz, we didn't have time for the bread to rise, and we are busting out of here. So the matzah is a symbol of our freedom, not of our slavery. So which one is it? Is it holach mo'anyo? Or is it we eating this matzah al shum because Christ all got out of Mitzrayim? And I believe that the answer is that the matzah is both. Isn't that strange? The matzah is both. Could you imagine? You're tasting freedom. And what does it taste like? It tastes like that same matzah that we ate when we were slaves. Why? Perhaps the reason is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to realize what you think that this is me? Ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy shliach. You think that Hashem, I just took you out of Mitzrayim. I brought you into Mitzrayim. And it's true. You see me in the salvation, but you have to see me in the slavery too. Don't think you got yourself into this mess. Don't think that I wasn't there when the Shibbutz started. I was with you through the thick and through the thin. I was there the whole time. And if I was there, so then Shibbutz Mitzrayim was also for the good. It was maybe a hard good. It was a hard good, but it was for the good. And that's what we're trying to get to penetrate on Pesach. The mashal we gave was when a person goes to a dentist. This was the muscle that we gave. Sometimes you can go to a dentist, it can hurt. And it's happened, and it hurts. And sometimes it does hurt. It's painful. Because if the dentist has to like really get down to the root, it's pretty sensitive over there. But did anyone ever get angry at the dentist? Not if he knows that his dentist is good at what he does. It might hurt, but I know that the dentist is doing what he's supposed to do. He's doing what he's got to do. So I'm not angry at the dentist. Can it hurt when we're going through hard times? Sure, it could hurt. Does that mean that it's any way affecting our emuna? No, because I'm not angry at the dentist. So over here also, sure, we've been through rough times, but if we know it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it doesn't in any way shake our emuna. That, I believe, is what we're trying to get ourselves to on Pesach. This idea of Kishem Shemevorchen ala toiv, kach mevorchen ala ra. And that's why it says, Rishos Salanter explains, Kol shelo imr shloisha dvarim halalu, lo yotzi dei chavasai, Pesach, Matzah, and Mara. Why do we start with Pesach? Look at it chronologically. Which one came first in our lives? The Marah came first or the Pesach came first? What came first? The Marah symbolizes the Shibud. The Pesach symbolizes the Geula. So, Kol Shelo Imr Shloshet Dvarim Halalu, it should say, anyone doesn't say these three things, Marah, then Matzah, maybe Matzah first, Matzah in the middle, I don't know, but Marah should come before Pesach. Why does the Pesach and Marah? Says Rabbi Sol Salanter, because Kishem Shemevorchen ala Toiv, Pesach, Kach Mevorchen ala Ra, Maror. Because we realize the Mar is also from you. And we're able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. And that is the emuna that we're trying to build through Pesach. I want to share with you another idea from Shir HaShirim, a beautiful idea from the Vilna Gaon, which is another aspect of Emunah which we'd like to try to bring out from Pesach. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Ani chavatzeles hashoroin sheishanas ha'amokim. I am. Now there's a lot of I'm going to use the word analogy, but there's a better word than that. There's a lot of poetry and a lot of symbolism and allegory is the word. A lot of allegory when it comes to Shir HaShirim. So it's hard to know how to dissect a pasuk. But this one, says the Gaon, is interesting because the pasuk seems to describe Klal Yisrael as two different flowers. Ani chavatzeles hashorim, sheshanas ha'amokim, kisheshana ben ha'choichim, ben rayasi ben ha'banos. So, says the Vilna Gaon, what type of flower are we? Are we a chavatzelos hashoroin? Chavatzelos is one type of flower that seems to bloom in the Sharoin, which is in the Sharon, is in the hills. And then I'm a different flower. I'm a Shoshana. Shoshana is ha'amokim. A Shoshana, which seems to be indigenous, big word, my friends. Indigenous to the valleys. Indigenous means that that's where it's the place that it grows, where it comes from. Says the Gaon Mivilna, which one are we? Are we chavatzeles hashoroin? Are we shoshanas ha'amokim? I have here a Haggadah. This Haggadah was given to me by the Marmer family. You can see it. It's called Doirish Toiv. It's from the different darshanim. In the back, it brings here, as I mentioned, from the Vilna Gaon, Reb Goyel El Korif, brings from the Vilna Gaon the following idea. Are we chavatzelas hashoron? Are we shoshanas hamokim? Says the Gaon, you think those are two different flowers? You're making a mistake. It's really the same flower. What's the difference? The difference is where it is being planted, where the flower is blooming and blossoming. Says the Vilna Gaon, If you put a flower on the top of a mountain, on the top of a mountain, all the water runs off the mountain. So there's not that much water in the soil. And it's exposed to extreme sunlight, which is too harsh. The conditions where the flower is put does not allow the flower to really get the right nutrients for it to be able to grow, to be able to like to flourish. So it's stunted, the flower is stunted. And therefore, it comes out just as of a chabatzelis. You take the same seed and you put it in a valley. Now, the valley is where all the water, it all collects in the valley. And there's shade in the valley, so it gets sunlight, but at the same time, it's protected. In the valley, in the hamokim, becomes a shoshana, a beautiful rose. So what Shir HaShirim is saying to us is, Ani chavatzelas hashorim, shoshanas ha'amokim, means the Yidden are exceptional. Every Yid is a beautiful rose. It's just some Yidden haven't been given the right environment to really blossom and bloom. And if you see a Yid and you look like he hasn't grown that much or he's not so beautiful, it's because he hasn't been nurtured properly. We have to nurture in order to bring out the greatness in every single one of us. But everyone has the same seed, the same source. And he says, perhaps this is the idea from Reb Zalman of Eger. Reb Leibel Eger is the grandson of Reb Akiva Eger. Reb Leibel Eger says that that's perhaps why we put an egg on the table on Pesach. Because an egg is the type of thing that if the mother doesn't sit on the egg, in order to give the egg warmth, if the egg is not protected from the elements, so the egg's gonna end up being a nothing. It's just gonna end up being a rotten egg. But if you give the egg, if you provide for the egg and you take care of the egg, so then the egg becomes a beautiful, a living thing. And the egg can then give forth its own life, its own light. And that's every single one of us. And that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, "Shchoira ani." The pasuk speaks about Klal Yisrael as if that they're dark. And it says, "Al tiruni ki ani shechor chores." Don't see me because I am dark. Hinach yofar ayasi. Yofa Inayich, Klal Yisrael is really all beautiful, but sometimes Klal Yisrael looks as if they're black. What does that mean, Klal Yisrael looks as if they're black? So I'll tell you, he brings a story over here, an amazing story about a Talmud Chacham who, when he was in America in the times of the Depression, you have to understand, things were very different back then. And he was a very talented person, but because he was very makbid on Shemir Shabbos, so he wasn't able to get a job. He was thrown out of his apartment, mamish, in the frigid winter, the cold of the winter. Him with his family, and they're on the street because he couldn't pay rent because he couldn't get a, keep a job because he was keeping Shabbos. And there he was with his kids, just standing on the street, and someone who is like the superintendent of one of the buildings next door felt bad for him. He said, listen, you know, I can't give you a free apartment, but you could stay in the boiler room of this of our building. If you want, at least you have a place to, you know, your children are freezing, it's outside. So he brought his family into the boiler room. Now the boiler room back in the day didn't have like a big boiler. It had a stove. There was a lot of coal in the building. So in that room, all the coal that was there. So the children would be playing around the room. By the time they got outside, they finished playing, their faces were totally black, totally black. And they looked that they were black. But the truth is that they just needed a good bath, a good shower. They weren't black. But that's what it looked like on the surface. Says the Shir HaShirim, says, if a person looks black, sometimes he just needs a shower. Every single one of us is a Shoshana. Ki Shoshana ben HaChoichim, Kein Rayasi ben HaBonais. Sometimes we got stuck amongst the thicket. We're stuck amongst the thorns. And we're not shining, we're not showing our best. But in truth, every single Yid has the DNA to become a Shoshana, a beautiful rose. And Klal Yisrael was there in the Mem Tes Shari Tuma. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim looked at Klal Yisrael and they said, Halolu Avdei Avodah Zarah, V'halolu Avdei Avodah Zarah. And all the Malachim were able to see was their black faces. These people are serving Avodah Zarah and these people are serving Avodah Zarah. So what's the difference? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I see the difference. I know the difference. Because my children, all they have to do is be put in the right environment and my children are going to bloom. They're going to blossom. They're going to show their beautiful colors. And that's every single one of us. And sometimes you see a Yid or you see yourself and you say, not such good stuff. But you're making a big mistake. One time when we were in Dinov, my friends, I heard a beautiful vort. It's probably the first time. I was in Dinov twice. It was the first time I was in Dinov. One of the Hasidim there told me the following vort. He says, what's the pshat that when we speak, we ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for Rachmanis, we say, V'ha'oretz ezkar, and remember the land. What do we want? What are we mentioning the land for? We speak about remember Klal Yisrael, the Ha'aretz Ezkar, and remember the land. And he said the following idea. He said there are certain lands which help for us in order for us they're ripe for certain produce. For example, in Florida, a person can really harvest delicious oranges. Delicious oranges in Florida. The best Florida best orange juice comes from Florida groves. Tropicana, all the Tropicana orange juice comes from Florida. Kiyadua. So if you want to get a good orange, you take it from the oranges from Florida. What would it be if someone took an orange from Florida and decided he wanted to go to Idaho? And he's going to plant his orange grove from oranges which are from Florida, and he's going to plant them in Idaho. His orange juice is probably going to taste something like a potato. Because Idaho grows good potatoes. Now, what happens if you take a potato from Idaho, and everyone knows you want good potatoes, you get them from Idaho potatoes. You take a potato from Idaho, and you plant it in Florida, you're not going to get good potatoes. Like, wow, that's great. I mean, if you could grow good oranges, you can for sure. No, you're not going to get good oranges, good potatoes. So everything has to grow in its proper environment. Yidden grow best in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is our natural habitat. When a person, when a Yid is in Eretz Yisrael, so he's given the right amount of nutrients, the right amount of sunlight. He's given all of the things that he needs in order to incubate, that he should be able to come to the perfect, like a Yid that he wants to be. But we're not in Eretz Yisrael. Does that mean that there's anything wrong with the seed? Is there something wrong with the DNA? Is there something wrong with the neshama? No. The Haaretz Ezkar. Remember that we're on foreign soil. Kodesh Baruch, we want to be back in the place where we belong. Where we belong is in Eretz Yisrael. And when we're in Eretz Yisrael, we blossom. And then we show our finest colors. And then we become the best that we can become. So for sure, maybe I'm not as perfect as I should be, but there's nothing wrong with me. And I'm trying to bring out the greatness that's inside of me. And that's another type of emunah, my friends, that we speak about. We speak about emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Pesach is for sure a time we have to get in touch with our feelings of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And everything Hashem does is for the good. There's also an emunah in the greatness inside of each one of us. Believing in ourselves. We are Am HaNivchar. And even if we feel like our face is black with Averis, but just realize that that's just because we've been playing in the boiler room. But realize we have godless inside of us. And believe in your greatness. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu ripped us out of Mitzrayim, and we were mamish like on the 49th level of Tumah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rip us out of this gullus also. And it's not because we don't have inside of us anything special. It's because we're the Am HaNivchar. Who are the ones that are going to help us to get to the place where we need to get to is our Manhigim. Just like we had a Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe B'doyroi, Yiftach B'doyroi, and in our door also, Lo Alman Yisrael, we have our Manhigim, and we have to have faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never forsakes his people. He's given us in our generation tremendous matanas, the gedolim, the manhigim of our generation. And if we appreciate our manhigim, and we cling to our manhigim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us get out of this gullus, the korov, and we'll be zoicha to the shana haba, Yerushalayim habinuya. We're going to be next year, Beis Hashem, enjoying Korov Pesach together, in here in Yerushalayim, all of us together, Beis Hashem, will be nechel min hazvachim u min hapsachim. I'm looking forward. Chavetzelis is a type of flower. I don't know. It's like it just means another type of flower. That's what it means. It's botanical.
Oh,
yes. Okay, my friends.